Well, it's time for Around Town with Mary Grove, which means, let's face it, Dana Clark and I like food a lot. And
free food.
And we always look forward to this conversation. I'm especially looking forward to learning more about Kelly's Irish Pub. And here's why. Doesn't the whole concept of an Irish pub make you feel good? I mean, it brings a smile to my face.
Wait a minute, hold up. Where's the intro? Hey!
She's a very powerful Mary woman, Grove, this Dana Clark.
Yeah!
She calls for the intro, and she gets it. But don't you have a special feeling? I don't know, Irish pub. I am predisposed to like an Irish pub. I don't know why.
Because everybody's Irish.
Well, that's
true. When you go there.
Yeah, and I have a little real Irish in me, and we do our St. Patrick's Day broadcast. Looking forward to doing that again with people. But meanwhile, Dan Helka is the owner of Kelly's Irish Pub in Dearborn on South Telegraph Road. And so you've got a friendly audience here to hear all about your place, Kelly's Irish Pub. Dan Helka, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good.
Hi, Dan.
I am told. Dana's a big eater. Be careful.
Yeah.
I am told that Kelly's is keeping the tradition of the Irish pub alive with every pint you pour. Tell us about your place. Built in the late 1930s.
Yeah, it actually opened in the late 30s. It was known as Round the Corner Bar, and then the O'Hagan family took it over in the early 40s. And then in 1977, Jim Kelly bought it off the O'Hagans to keep it going. And in 2012, I kind of grew up in the neighborhood there. Me and my partner, John, grew up right there in Dearborn. And, I mean, as kids, our parents would go up there, and we would be, you know, be playing pinball and eating hamburgers for lunch. Just one of those things that we kind of had our eye on it for a while, and when it came available, Jim retired. We wanted to get in there, take it over, but we didn't want to change too much. We just kind of fixed it up a little bit, wanted to keep the name and carry the tradition.
It's one of those stories where you were very familiar with the place because you were regular customers.
Of course, yes.
And as a regular customer,
yeah.
And as a regular customer, you had an affinity for the place, you had a love for the place, and when you knew Jim Kelly, a big name in the community, when he decided he was retiring, you didn't want this place to close. You wanted to keep it alive.
That's right. We had talked for several years about taking it over, but I think it was hard for him to let it go.
I can understand that. Believe me, I can. So tell us a little bit about the food. And I know that you're open. Did you see this, Dana? They're open.
Yes.
Every day. 365 days a year, 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. That was a big decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of been what we've done. We've had a few other locations, and we, as a neighborhood bar, we feel, a commitment to the customers. They want to be there. They come out every day. So we have pretty staunch regulars, and that was just a decision we decided to do, and it's worked out for us since 2012. We've not closed a day other than the mandatory shutdown we had.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could talk a lot about that, couldn't we? I have a feeling you have an opinion or two on that.
Well, thankfully we've had our patio. So when the indoor dining was closed, the patio, we have a large patio area with a great awning on it. And we were able to stay open during, you know, all day, all night during the time the indoor dining was closed.
Yep. You heard it. There it is. They have a great outdoor awning, and you know it's from Mary Grove Awnings and Mike Fallahy and his team, and that's why we're doing our wonderful little get-together around town with Mary Grove. Dana, you checked out the food, right?
Yes, they have the traditional, of course, O'Petty Melt, a Reuben, corned beef, grilled chicken, BLT, quesadilla. What's the favorite for people coming in? Is it the burger, Dan?
I think burgers are top of the list for everybody. We do a great burger. They're we hand pack them. We get the burger in 3-4 times a week, and just seems to be the number one seller.
And tell us about the pints.
Yeah, yeah, is Guinness the number? Dan and I both went to the booze.
We're here.
is Guinness the number one seller in the bar?
I would say, yeah, traditionally for the year. We have 9 handles, and we change them out with a lot of seasonal beers, but the one that never gets changed out is the Guinness, of course. And it sells through, true and through, and, the Guinness and the Irish whiskey.
Is this a truism? Is this a true story or one that just seems to go well with your place there? Did you really, as you took over Kelly's Irish Pub in Dearborn, did you really, Dan, go to Ireland to learn how to do the perfect pour for Guinness?
Well, it is true. We did go to Ireland. We coupled a golf trip with it, but we did go there, and we made sure to get to both the Guinness brewery, and we did the whole tour, and they do a perfect pint, and you get a certificate for it. So we all did that, and then we also went to the Jameson distillery and did the whole tour with the Jameson distillery. So
it's easier.
It was tied in with a golf trip that the guys, me and John and my brother, and we had 8 guys, and we went over there for 2 weeks and made that part of the trip.
Could you all write it off on taxes, given that you were there?
You'll have to speak with my accountant on that.
But all kidding aside, the perfect pour, it's not an easy thing. It's easy to pour Jameson's, that's easy. But it's not an easy thing to do the Guinness thing right. In fact, I ordered a Guinness 2 weeks ago from a place, and the guy's just finishing topping it off right now.
Yeah, you got to get that angle of the pint and get it like 3/4 full, and you need to let it rest. You need to let it settle, and the foam come to the top, and then you push the handle away from you, and then you top it off, and it makes a difference.
It really does. That's really something. All right, Dana, what do we have in our fabulous Surround Town with Mary Grove giveaway from Kelly's Irish Pub in Dearborn?
For today, the first 25 customers to visit Kelly's Irish Pub in Dearborn and mention they heard us on WJR and Mary Grove get a choice today of the chicken fingers or the mozzarella sticks. So you can't go wrong with either of those.
Mm-mm, that sounds really good. And remember, they're open always, 365 days a year, 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. It's a wonderful thing. Congratulations, Dan Helka. Keep up that Irish tradition. We appreciate that. At Kelly's Irish Pub, there on South Telegraph, 3701 South Telegraph Road in Dearborn. Thanks for being a good sport and being with us, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
You guys have a great day as well.
Thank you so much. Get over there today, first 25 people. Got to mention that you heard about them and Mary Grove on WJR. Get your choice of the mozzarella sticks or the chicken tenders.